most complex of dental cases. In fact, Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. Why would you go anywhere else? Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor, in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP. Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a relatively quiet start. Good on the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, Virginia 270. There we go, out of the Frederick area through Urbana and Hyattstown. Not seeing any early troubles there. And continuing wide open down through to the Beltway. Heading through town, same story, same good news here. Suitland Parkway, 295, the freeway, crossing the 14th Street Bridge and into town with travel lanes open. Good time to get going now. 395 off the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. Let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high for the date, 77 degrees. It's going to get mild. A lot of cloud in, maybe a couple of rain showers, 70 degrees. A very mild 60 tonight with a southwest breeze with some rain late. Falling temperatures tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now it's 50 in Gainesville, 46 in Bowie, 49 at Reagan National. Vice President Mike Pence explains why he ignored Kim Jong-un's sister at the Winter Olympics. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 5:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning, we'll be speaking with John Lott at 7:05. He's a crime from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Knows a tremendous amount about guns and violence in society. An important day to chat with him about that. Steve Kastenbaum is in South Korea. He'll be joining us at 7:15 this morning for the latest on the Winter Olympics. Always good to talk to Steve. And then at 8:05 this morning, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And good morning to you on this Thursday morning. Sad morning. We have another school shooting to discuss with you, and we would like to do that. And we'll go through the facts here. We'll lay them out for you as we know them. And, of course, these things are going to change. But we'd like to find out from you, when you hear these things, as these stories unfold, what frustrates you about this? And it's very frustrating, I think, to a lot of people, but in different ways. I think it strikes everyone differently. And we want to know what frustrates you about these school shootings. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And Vince, you know, you jump in here as we go along. The suspected shooter, Nicholas Cruz, he had been a student at the school. As of right now, we know 17 dead. That's the body count that I heard. And sadly, not just children, adults as well, also killed. And again, that number may change. He had a very troubled past. And you hear this about these kids, whoever the shooter is, you always hear they had a very troubled past. Kids always thought they were weird. This kid, though, different. He was, according to one student, a report in the Miami Herald, he was expelled from eighth grade because he was always in trouble. He would pull the fire alarm all the time. Thought that was hilarious to pull the fire alarm and to get everybody to come out. What did he do yesterday? Pull the fire alarm to get everybody to come out of class. Let me just backtrack a little bit. He and his brother were adopted by a couple in Florida. The father died. Now, I don't know how old they were when they were adopted. We don't know that. The father died. The adoptive father died early on in his life. His mother passed November 1st from pneumonia.
This past November 1st from pneumonia.
So this kid's had a lot of loss in his life. He had been living with a family took him, he and his brother, in. I don't know if they were together at the time, but they said he was taken in by a family, didn't get along with them, things weren't going well. So right after Thanksgiving, he asked a friend if he could move in with them, with his family. He did. They brought him in. He started adult education classes. They made him get a job. He got a job at the dollar store. So it sounds like he was kind of getting on the right track. His gun was legally bought, according to his lawyer. He owned it. He bought it legally, and the family made him keep it in a gun locker, but he did have a key to it. I would assume that that's because there were other children in the home.
Yep.
That would make sense. Here's the thing, as we dig down, go back into this kid's past, we know he was suspended from junior high, according to this report, this another student's accusation in the Miami Herald. We also know that he was suspended from the high school. When he was suspended from the high school, he just went to another high school in Broward County, because you can't just throw these kids out forever. You got to keep so they move them from school to school. So he went to another high school in Broward County. He was not, there was an email that was sent to teachers that if he was not allowed to bring a backpack to school. If he was seen with a backpack, he was to be reported. You know why he couldn't bring a backpack to school? Because they once found bullets in his backpack. So to solve that problem, you can't bring a backpack. That's how dangerous they thought this kid was. So I think there are a lot of frustrating angles to this story. 888-630-9625. What frustrates you about this?
Well, in addition to setting aside, I think the most frustrating thing, which is the extinction of such young lives who've been affected by this, of course. What frustrates me about each one of these stories as they occur is sort of, in a lot of ways, is the public reaction to it. I've already seen in the minutes after this shooting, Democrats mostly attacking the notion that thoughts and prayers are of value, prayers in particular, that prayers are of value in a shooting like this. And I tend to think they are. I mean, this was the first day of Lent yesterday. This is St. Valentine's Day. This was an opportunity, I think, to begin a very prayerful season. And insofar as doing that, you know, what do we pray for? Well, we pray for guidance. We pray that things like this obviously don't happen again. We pray for the comfort of the families who've been affected by this. I think that actually matters. And to discount that, to disvalue that, I think is silly and sort of defeatist. The other is attacking the notion of legal gun ownership. So if a lawbreaker commits an act of violence like this, our reaction as a society is to be a society of fainting goats, to disarm. Lawbreaker shoots someone. Let's disarm. That's the logical conclusion. So the reactions to this are to attack the First and Second Amendments right away. Right away. To attack America right away. I don't know. All of those details that you just shared, sort of about this person and about what we're finding out about him, that seems like where we should dwell in the aftermath of a shooting like this. Because the whole point is, why do we dwell on it? Prevention. Nothing can be done to save the lives of the people we've already lost, obviously. And there are people who are fighting for their lives currently.
Yep.
But how do we stop this from happening in the future? Well, it might take looking at it as a specific case and assessing how did they get to that point. That's helpful, I think. What's not helpful is using it as a vehicle for your political agenda when there are still families who haven't even been told about the loss of their loved one. I think that frustrates me about this conversation.
Absolutely. 888-630-9625. You're waking up hearing all of this morning, although you heard it before you went to bed last night. Were you frustrated when you heard this? And what about it just makes you frustrated and angry? John in Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. John, what gets to you with this?
Yeah, morning, team. Super Bowl John.
Hey,
what
John.
What really bothers me, and it's so embarrassing. Well, first of all, I heard what you said about the teacher or about the school. They knew all this stuff. I had heard that. And here we focus on teachers that have kids stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. They get in big trouble. They get suspended. I mean, give me a break. But as a big sports fan, I was watching game last night, and I heard Steve Kerr, the coach for the Warriors, go on this big rant. I don't even know why they asked him this. I guess they must know what he's going to say, saying politicians just don't care. Until we get politicians who care about little kids, you know, then we're not going to be able to do so. I'm just like, you have to be kidding me. Number one, why does a coach, who cares what a coach says? But, you know, he just goes on this rant about how Trump hates kids. We let these murders happen, and we're just going to continue to do it. And it's fine. Everything's fine. You know, we got to get people who care. No wonder nobody turns off sports. It's just it's embarrassing. It's just this country's really getting me bummed out.
Yeah, I hear you, John. Thank you for kicking it off, Super Bowl, John. Appreciate that. What frustrates you in this conversation that we seem to have with alarming regularity now? And I think that's part of it that's frustrating to me. You know, I have to keep asking that question. What is going on that we are having this conversation so much more when, you know, even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, this was never a conversation. It wouldn't even think about this 20 years ago. What's going on now that this is becoming another school shooting? That's actually part of our lexicon now, another school shooting. That, to me, is super frustrating. We don't address that. 888-630-9625. What frustrates you? We'll find out. It is 515 on WMAL. And that means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Okay, thanks, Mary. We're off to a pretty good start here. 270 around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. In from the west, no early troubles that I'm finding here, so that looks good. We do have the incident southbound on Edmonston Road after Sunnyside Avenue. Crews were there. They were waiting for tow trucks. So a little bit of activity. Again, Edmonston Road, Sunnyside Avenue, but not causing any early major delays there. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 and great shape, and then through Chevrolet and Riverdale, lanes are open heading into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, overcast with a slight chance of a rain shower. High today around 70. Tonight, partly cloudy skies early. Then it's going to become cloudy with periods of rain later with a low near 60. Tomorrow, rain early, cloudy, showers in the afternoon. Chance of rain 60%. Going to start out at 62 degrees in the morning, and temperatures are then going to fall to near 50. Currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 516 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Talking about what frustrates you when you hear about yet another school shooting. I get frustrated at the fact that we never look at what drives these kids to this. We just automatically go to the gun. We never look at why. We don't look at what's going on. How come we can always know it's going to be a male student? 9 times out of 10, it's a white male student. It's usually someone in their late teens, or even we've had some 13-year-olds, teenagers. There's something going on. I'm frustrated that we don't look at that, because this is a quote-unquote relatively new experience in our society, and it's a scary one, and we better get a hold of it, and that frustrates me. Chip in Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Chip, hi.
Morning, folks. Yeah, so what frustrates me, two things. The kids are sitting ducks. There's never a real tough first line of defense, gun-free zone. And the other is that the core of the problem is a decay of society and the values, the principles, and an acknowledgement of love for God all around. Without that love and admiration for life, we're going to see this.
Yeah, Chip, on that latter point, just the decay of society, the dissolution of the family, things like that. I think that plays a really important role that needs to get more conversation. I yesterday, you know, you heard of the news coverage. In the wake of this, they talk about the community there in down in Florida in Parkland, and like the community coming together in the wake of this. But it's before these events where civil society matters, where community matters, where engaging in your community, engaging with your neighbors, getting to know people, getting to know the children of your neighborhood, things like that, which is happening less and less frequently in light of the fact that we're so absorbed in our mobile phones and our devices, and we're so wired, we're disconnected. And that's
a good point.
And so much of that is the predicate, I think, to why we're at a point where it's like, oh, how come we didn't know that was going to happen? Because we don't know each other. That's part of the problem.
It's very true.
Worth examining.
We're so connected. That's a great point that you just made. We're so connected, we're disconnected. It's amazing. And just to clarify here, I had heard this morning on ABC News was reporting that he had shell casings in his backpack. Miami Herald was saying bullets. So either way, whatever it was, whether it was shell casings or bullets in his backpack, that's one of the reasons that was the reason why he wasn't allowed to bring a backpack to school. Because they were afraid of what was going to be in it. But yet they had to allow him to keep coming to school. It's craziness. Let's go to Bob in College Park. Bob, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Bob. What frustrates you about this?
Right. One of the things that frustrates me as a teacher is that we protect the food of the local giant better than we protect our children. And that there's no reason that you can't have, you know, security guards at the school that are actually armed. I mean, the scariest place I go to every day is called a gun-free zone. And you know, it's just so frustrating that the only thing that you can do is put up a sign that says gun-free zone. Big deal. Yeah, like that's going to stop somebody. Obviously, it hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the amazing thing of all this, and it, to Bob's point, is One of the amazing things is that the reason the media, the reason we cover things like this is because of the mass casualty in a situation, right? I mean, you've got a lot of people who get killed like this, but there's nobody to stop. There's no good guy with a gun that actually nips this in the bud. What happens in the case of good guy with gun stories when very few deaths are reported, if any? Very few of those stories actually get reported. And meanwhile, there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them. Spend some time digging. You will find a lot of good guys with gun stories who avert disaster like this, who, again, receive scant attention because there's not enough of a lethal quality to it for the press to often pick it up. And so don't allow your sense of all of this to be distorted simply by the fact that the media has decided to focus on things, including an event like this, which is obviously heinous and which we don't want to see.
Corporal Ferguson in D.C., want to get you in here. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Corporal.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
First thing that frustrates me is the knee-jerk liberal reaction of we've got to do away with guns for everybody, because of course if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have them. Like Vince was saying, if they would actually put armed security into the schools, you know, there's plenty of former veterans or former military veterans who may be out of work and actually have been trained how to use firearms and would be perfect for being security. Because And, Vince, to your point where you were saying that, yeah, the good guys with gun stories don't get touted too much, is because that goes against the liberal agenda.
Yeah.
It's not that there's not enough blood in the story. It's that it goes against the fact that they want to get rid of guns. And if you say, a good guy with a gun fought the bad guy with a gun, that just blows their agenda away.
It's very true. Thank you so much. I'll give me some more from you. What frustrates you about this when you hear yet another school shooting? How do you react to it? 888-630-9625, 522 on WMAL.
Are credit card bills and student loan payments stressing you out? Having a tough time paying your bills? Learn how to reduce your credit card or student loan debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 800-471-0216. 800-471-0216.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot these days about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. It's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people finding real connection on real dates. Instead of being controlled by some faceless algorithm, get a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and cares about your success. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. In fact, I'll connect you right now with a matchmaker. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Look, It's Just Lunch is totally professional, just like you, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
The Big Screen Store's President's Sale. Special purchase 50% off a Samsung 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV, just $19.99. Whoa, that's big. Our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Which is why you can get that 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV for just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and this is huge. We even double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus, great deals from the home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating, power headrests, and an amazing selection of the home theater furniture you've always wanted. If you want to save big, then just listen to what our customers are saying.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, still up pretty quiet out on the roads here. 66 out of Gainesville up through the Beltway looks good. Of course, a couple areas where we have our early volume typically forms, and that's from seeing that in Dale City to Woodbridge, 270 as you come out of the Frederick area down toward Urbana. Metro Rail, we do have some residual delays. I know we're just out of the gate running here, but a little bit behind schedule for commuters that use the Blue and Silver Line trains. Residual delays to Franconia and Wheelie. They had earlier police activity investigation at Addison Road, which they say has been wrapped up. Around the Beltway, good. Maryland, Virginia, no problems. 295 either direction heading toward the inbound Douglas or 11th Street Bridge. Once onto the freeway, quiet each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, very mild, up to 70 this afternoon. The record 77. Breezy and a gusty breeze tonight with rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, falling to near 50 tomorrow afternoon with some rain early. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 526 on WMAL, talking about yet another school shooting. Something that didn't happen 20 years ago, now becoming part of our vocabulary now. What frustrates you about this? 888-630-9625. Kyle in Largo. Kyle, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Kyle, what frustrates you about this?
There's many things, but the thing that I find most annoying or problematic is that everyone talks about solutions, and I think very few people understand where gun technology is at. We talk about gun technology as if you could control it. Right now, you can actually, doesn't matter your background, you can go and order a ghost hunter mill online for about $1,200, and you press a button, and you can manufacture basically the lower, which is the regulated component of an AR-15. You can just mill it, and you just press a button. It takes no advanced skill, and you can build as many AR-15s you want without any background check, without anything else needed, because you just order a barrel, you just order the clips, you order the other things. And so what's frustrated me is that people talk after these shootings about we got to have gun control. And regardless of where you come out on Second Amendment, the key issue I see is that they talk about it like it's like pornography, like...
Yeah, Kyle, I don't mean to cut you off there, but we're running out of time, but thank you so much. I think you made some great points. Join us 7:05. John Lott will be joining us. John is with the Crime Prevention Research Center. He can really drill down into this and talk about this more in depth with us. That's at 7:05. It is now 5:28. On WMAL.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
The vice president hit back at the ladies of The View, and it was amazing. We have it for you. It's 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. We know the who, but investigators working the latest school shootings in Parkland, Florida, are very much working on the why behind 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz's apparent attack.
Many former fellow students who have been speaking say they projected this. This guy talked a lot about guns. We talked to one who said, I can tell you, this is a violent kid. He wasn't in my class, this person told us, but he was one of those kids who, if you did him wrong, he would get you back. He would threaten to kill people. He wore dark clothes, would put weird marks on his arms. He was shy.
Correspondent Drew Griffin, at least 17 were killed. We're told at least five of those in the hospital are still facing life-threatening injuries. The British government says Russia is to blame for a global cyber attack that struck several major companies, including the maker of Oreos, Mondelez, U.S. drug maker Merck, and FedEx last summer. Russia denies the accusations. FedEx said last fall the attack cost it $300 million. The Senate working through a possible compromise deal on immigration, but no one knows if there are 60 votes for it, let alone the president's blessing.
The deal the Senate struck provides a pathway to citizenship to nearly 2 million undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The system is our best chance to produce legislation that can pass the House, pass the Senate, and earn the president's signature.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer agrees.
We all know that immigration is fraught with peril, but this is the closest we've come, and everybody has to make a really final effort.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Cheeseburgers and chocolate milk have been banished from McDonald's Happy Meal menu as the chain continues to try and make its food seem healthier. You can still ask for and receive those items, but they won't be up on the menu board any longer starting this summer. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,893, the NASDAQ at 71,43. In sports, brought to you by George Washington University Hospital, Michaela Schifrin wins the women's giant slalom at the Winter Olympics and looks to defend her gold in the slalom today. The Wizards mount the biggest comeback in the NBA this season and beat the Knicks. College hoops, Duke romps over Virginia Tech. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
You use a popular search engine to find a business, but the business on the map doesn't exist.
It's just this huge, shady shell game.
Seven on Your Side shows you how fake businesses set the trap to run the hustle. See how it's costing you. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Having more breaking news for you in D.C.
News from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
Temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Transplant Institute, providing comprehensive, compassionate kidney transplant and donor options. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're moving along great here on the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. No early troubles on 66. For Metro Rail riders, though, expect residual delays, blue and silver line trains. And that's due to earlier police investigation that was ongoing at Addison Road, which is wrapped up. So again, residual delays in those stretches between Franconia and Wheelie on those blue and silver line trains. No worries right now. 395, why? Open Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, 210, Route 4, Route 5, and up through to the Beltway. Quiet out of Annapolis and Bowie 50. Your travel lanes are open. You're looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very mild air in place on a southwest breeze already. Getting into the 50s this morning, up near 70 this afternoon. Not a record, though. The record 77. Maybe a shower. Better chance of rain later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 45 in Leesburg, 50 in Gaithersburg, 49 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. Good morning, 5:37 on this Thursday morning. Joining us at 7:05, John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. We're going to dig down into this school shooting to discuss with him. Because he does all the statistics for all this, and he's got a lot of information. Hopefully we'll get some more information from him. I know we will. At 7:15, from South Korea, it's Steve Kostenbaum. And at 8:05, Sebastian Gorka. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Collins.
Good morning. You know, Omarosa has been making some waves. Remember that girl, Omarosa?
Yeah. Love her.
Well, she's out again, and she's on Celebrity Big Brother. She qualifies for Celebrity. And she's been saying a whole bunch of things, and among them, attacking the Vice President of the United States. What's happening is they put Omarosa back on a reality show. She keeps getting quoted as talking about her time in the White House in hushed conversations where she's whispering directly into a microphone so no one can hear her. You hear her say things like, Mike Pence thinks he hears Jesus tell him to say things. I am Christian, Omarosa said on the show. I love Jesus, but Mike Pence thinks Jesus tells him to say things, she said, with judgment. Negative judgment. Well, this led the ladies of The View to react to it, as they often do. They like reacting to things. And Joy Behar made the following comment about Vice President Mike Pence this week.
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
that's different.
Illness, if I'm not correct. But my question is, can he talk to Mary Magdalene without his wife in the room?
That is, what is wrong with that shit? That's like the most condescending 4 seconds of The View, I think, that have ever happened.
That was anti-Christian.
How many people sitting at home were like nodding along in agreement? I mean, at some point the glaze has to like wear out of your eyes for a second. And you have to stare at the screen and be like, wait, did I just hear what I just heard? Did Joy Behar really just attack Christians for saying that they can hear Jesus talk to them? I mean, really? That's called mental illness, Joy Behar says. Riveting.
I'm shocked because if she had said that about Islam, If she had mocked anything having to do with Islam, she would be off the air right now. But because she mocks Christianity and calls it a form of mental illness, oh, yay, let's restart Joy Behar, it's okay.
Who was the person, let's replay that. Who was the person yelling exactly in the background? I don't even know who this was, but listen.
Sunny Hostin.
Listen to this.
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Sunny Hostin, who went on to say, well, I'm a Catholic. And then she,
Yeah,
she went on to say about, explain how she's a Catholic. I saw this clip. And I'm screaming at the TV saying to myself, or I was watching it online, saying to myself, well, if you're a Catholic, then you believe that the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Right?
It's amazing.
So how can you sit there and claim to be a Catholic and then mock Christianity? What the heck?
So the Vice President of the United States sat down with Mike Allen yesterday of Axios, did an interview with him, and addressed this, actually. He was asked about it. Listen.
And the gold medal for the 100-meter freestyle American flag.
That sounds an awful lot like Chris Plant. That's so weird.
I haven't said anything like Vice President Pence.
All right, let's try again. Maybe Mike Pence is here.
And the gold medal.
cut two? Is there any? Oh, you know what's funny?
What?
It's the audio cut is sitting on the cut two. That's why. It's a Chris Plant
audio
cut.
It's a Chris Plant audio cut.
That's what happened.
Well, here, I have it.
Would you share it with us?
I do. I'll try to read it. Mike Pence. The way he delivered this was amazing. He said, look, criticism comes with this job. I heard that ABC is a program. Do we have it?
Yeah, we do have it now. Here we go. Vice President Mike Pence is now sitting safely in cut two, and this is his actual voice.
Well, I actually heard that ABC has a program that compared my Christianity to mental illness. And I'd like to laugh about it, but I really can't. I mean, Mike, I'm a believer. Like tens of millions of Americans today will have ash on their foreheads to mark the beginning of Lent. Overwhelming majority of Americans cherish their faith. And we have all different types of faith in this country. But I have to tell you, to have ABC maintain a broadcast forum that compared Christianity to mental illness is just wrong. And it's an insult not to me, but to the vast majority of the American people who, like me, cherish their faith. I mean, my Christianity is the most important thing in my life. I try and start every day by opening the good book. My wife and I try and have a prayer together before I leave every morning. I can honestly tell you my faith sustains me in all that I do. And it's just a regular part of our lives. But I'm not unusual. I think I'm a very typical American. Whatever your faith tradition, people understand that. But I just think it demonstrates how out of touch some in the mainstream media are with the faith and values of the American people, that you could have a major network like ABC permit a forum for invective against religion.
One of those commentaries that you just heard was authentic and valuable, and it was definitely not Joy Behar. 543 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
5:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, pretty calm this morning, which is really nice coming off the Greenway, the toll road. I'm still checking out your 66 run without much of any delay coming out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway like that. Of course, we have the volume forming, Dale City to Woodbridge. See that almost every morning around this time. Same story with DC 295. A lot of commuters that once come out of Riverdale and Cheverly hit that volume, but Burroughs Avenue, Benning Road down 40s Capitol Street, but nothing in the way there. It's just the stop and go. 270, same drill as you come out of the Frederick area through Urbana, Hyattstown. Definitely want to give you a heads up here. I know if you drive the Rock Creek Parkway regularly, you've seen the signs and you've seen the long work project near the Kennedy Center. But beginning this morning at 6:30, they're shutting down the northbound lanes near the Kennedy Center to pour concrete. So 6:30 to 3, no northbound lanes accessible. For the morning rush hour, all lanes are southbound. So your typical four lanes reduced to two. So you want to factor that in. People watch on that as far as the volume and the delays there. Again, near the Kennedy Center in the Rock Creek Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very mild air in place on a southwest breeze already. Getting into the 50s this morning, up near 70 this afternoon. On a record, though, the record 77. Maybe a shower. Better chance of rain later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Well, the unmentionable happened yesterday. President Trump, according to sources at a White House meeting yesterday morning, endorsed a 25-cent gas tax hike to pay for infrastructure. He did say he was open to other ways to pay for infrastructure. Now, this is not new. Apparently, this idea is getting some traction amongst Republicans. The Washington Examiner reporting earlier this week that Republicans have been talking about whether to raise the federal gas tax. They don't like the idea. Nobody likes the idea. Republicans aren't supposed to raise taxes, especially after we just got a tax cut. And people are getting their paychecks and they're starting to kick in February. And they're like, yay, I've got $150 more a week or whatever it is. Fill in the blank. You got more money. And then they're going to turn around with a gas tax and take it back. So it's not going to sell well, but they are apparently warming up to this idea. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce recently called for the administration and Congress to raise the gas tax by 25 cents per gallon, just what the president endorsed yesterday.
Right. Yeah, let's just do what the chamber tells us to do.
This is to help pay for infrastructure. They say, according to the chamber, that it would generate more than $375 billion in 10 years. Now, the federal gas tax has not been raised since 1993.
Right.
It's been 18.4 cents per gallon, 24.4 cents per gallon for diesel, and it is not indexed to inflation. You realize that when you buy a gallon of gas, I saw this one time, and so if it's not true, correct me, but I'm 99% sure it is true, that the government and the state make more money when you, off a gallon of gas than the oil companies do.
Hmm.
That their overhead is lower.
Well,
than the bulk of that price is to benefit the government.
This, all of this is a problem for a number of reasons, I think. As you said, you shouldn't raise taxes after having just cut taxes. Two, you want to charge a consumption tax? You want to charge people for what they consume? Great. There's a lot of conservatives who've been arguing for that for a while. Change the tax code. Get rid of the other stuff. Get rid of all of the other, like, progressive income taxes, things like that. Move it to consumption taxes if that's what you want to do. But don't do it on all of the above approach where the only person who gets hurt by this is the American taxpayer. The other thing is the president's infrastructure plan was predicated on the notion that they would be cutting spending in order to pay for it.
Yep.
Cutting spending by $200 billion in order to pay for the federal government's bill for the president's infrastructure plan. It should not be to raise a federal gas tax. His plan was to raise to ask states and localities to figure out ways to raise revenue on their own, not to have the federal government raise revenue in order to pay for a plan that, again, the states and localities should be paying for. That was his plan at the beginning of this week, and this thing's kind of wandering, apparently. The president opened to negotiating on the notion of raising the gas tax. Now, we can't forget that President Trump has a tendency to sort of engage ideas in meetings and say, well, that's interesting, we could do something like that, when in the end he has no intention of actually doing that, but he likes basically being agreeable to get people to the table. That should be included in this conversation. But what should also be included is, this is a non-starter for so many people. This is a not, you're going to raise taxes? Really? That's the winning strategy in 2018? Talking about a tax hike? On gas, 25 cents a gallon? That's not a winner. Figure it out. But don't even begin to approach this nonsense.
Yeah, and from Mike McKay, oil companies make 7 cents per gallon. So that is true. The other thing that is kind of being batted around is this idea of paying a tax per mile driven, a user fee, a vehicle mile traveled, a VMT tax. Pilot programs already in California and Oregon for those. So that's being batted around as well. They're going to get you. It's 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
On Monday, CNBC ran a piece titled A Nightmare for Democrats. Trump is getting more credit for the economy. Some executive must have gotten heartburn. A few hours later, a new title appeared on the article. Trump isn't getting more popular, but his policies are. Now, CNBC claims that something really unusual is happening in American politics. Voters are separating the personal from the political. Even though Trump's poll numbers remain historically weak, voters are becoming very positive about the economy, and they are giving Trump the credit. As evidence, CNBC cites a February 7th Quinnipiac College poll. Amazingly, 70% said the economy is excellent or good. That's up dramatically from Obama's years. CNBC says Americans are coming to terms with the idea that they may not like Trump personally, but they like what he's doing on the economy. Number one issue, by the way, when it comes to elections. And now that people are seeing more money in their paychecks, thanks to Republican tax reform, poll numbers on that issue are moving up, too, which, according to CNBC, represents a double whammy for Democrats. The Democrats who belittled tax reform and did not put up one vote to support it. The drive-bys can change headlines, but the fact remains, a great economy under Trump is a nightmare for Democrats. Anything good for America is a nightmare for them. And it's a nightmare they deserve.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Simply Safe Home Security has just released their brand new system, folks, the all-new Simply Safe. It has been completely rebuilt and redesigned. New safeguards to protect against power outages, down Wi-Fi, cut landlines, bats, hammers, everything in between. But you still get the same fair and honest price, just $15 a month. And with Simply Safe, there's no contract. Visit SimplySafeUSA.com today. That's SimplySafeUSA.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
5:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, one area starting to see the unusual backups due to the crash on DC's 11th Street Bridge. Heading inbound, once you come off at 295, everyone be very careful once on the bridge span and past M Street. That's where you have two cars stopped in the right lane. No problems coming out of Virginia. Across the 14th Street Bridge and onto that stretch of the freeway. Beltway still in good shape here, Virginia, between the Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge. Now, Maryland Beltway, one area starting to see some volume, and that's top side of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and Colesville Road. Just a little bit of that volume increasing. And same story with 270 in Urbana and Hyattstown. We'll take the volume anytime over any accidents for sure. 95 Dale City to Woodbridge, seeing some of that volume on the increase as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high for the date, 77 degrees. It's going to get mild. A lot of cloud and maybe a couple of rain showers, 70 degrees. A very mild 60 tonight with a southwest breeze with some rain late. Falling temperatures tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 5:56, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by Gramophone.
For a limited time, Gramophone is offering no-interest financing on home theaters. Gramophone in Gaithersburg, Columbia, or Timonium. Online at gramophone.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Hi, I'm Dr. Abrelia from the Cascades Center for Dental Health. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, Dr. Haggard and I would love to bring out your perfect smile, just like Lisa's.
After I had my work done, my husband had taken a picture of me and my kids together. I realized I was just smiling huge. I didn't have any pictures of me probably for the past 10 or 20 years with me having a huge smile. And it made me feel great just to break out in a big smile, not hide behind my hands when I'm talking. And it made me feel great.
At Cascades, we provide a warm, friendly, no criticism, no judgment environment. And with our full sedation dentistry capabilities, you can dream your way to the smile of your dreams.
The whole team at Cascades Dental was so welcoming. It's changed my life.
To hear about our many success stories and our amazing 10-year guarantee, visit CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll give you the details, the latest on that school shooting as we know it, what we have right now.
And also the reactions to this in just the minutes after this shooting yesterday, public policy prescriptions flying all over the place. But were they right? And will they help? We'll talk about it all ahead on WMAL at 6 o'clock.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. As investigators search for a motive into the shootings that left at least 17 dead in a school in Parkland, Florida yesterday, they aren't having to look very far. 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz pretty much spelled out his feelings on social media.
9 months ago, he posted, "I am going to kill law enforcement one day. They go after the good people." From 6 months ago, "I'm going to watch them sheep fall. I wish to kill as many as I can."
Correspondent Drew Griffin, an attorney for Cruz's family, says this is all news to them.
Nothing to indicate that anything like this was pending. Showed no harm or malice towards anyone at that high school. Never mentioned anything like that, that he had any problems with anybody there. They totally don't know where this came from.
Students at the school say Cruz was kicked out last year after getting into a fight with his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. From school violence in Florida to gang violence in our area, a member of MS-13 has pleaded guilty in federal court in Greenbelt to racketeering charges that include the murder of rival gang members. According to court records, 26-year-old Selvin Salazar and two others targeted their rivals as a way to move up in the ranks of MS-13. Salazar has entered the U.S. illegally twice. He was deported 6 years ago, but then made his way back in. The guessing game over immigration continues today on Capitol Hill as the Senate considers a compromise deal reached by a bipartisan group of senators, one that would give nearly 2 million illegal immigrants a path to citizenship over the course of a dozen years and place $25 million in a trust for border security. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's worth a shot.
The system is our best chance to produce legislation that can pass the House, pass the Senate, and earn the president's signature.
No word whether it can get 60 votes in the Senate, though, let alone passage in the House or a thumbs up from President Trump. Israel is appealing to the world to fund a series of big-ticket development projects in the war-battered Gaza Strip. The appeal comes amid a looming humanitarian disaster 4 years after Israel inflicted heavy damage on Gaza's infrastructure during a bruising 50-day war with Hamas militants. A big increase in federal defense spending might mean a big resurgence in some Northern Virginia communities.
Arlington County leaders make no bones about it.
It certainly remains the case that we are tightly linked.
The whims of federal spending have a big impact on Northern Virginia's economy, says Arlington Board Chair Katie Crystal. The past few years of uncertainty have left places like Crystal City with a growing office vacancy rate.
You're also home to a great number of defense contractors. We know that a lot of them have been hesitant or holding back on signing long-term office leases as long as we were in this land of continuing resolution.
Now, with a $500 billion increase in defense spending approved last week, Crystal says they may be turning a corner.
We hope we've seen the peak of that office vacancy rate.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,893, the NASDAQ at 71.43. In sports, another gold for the U.S. at the Winter Olympics, Michaela Schifrin came from behind to win the women's giant slalom, which isn't even her best event.
To have an opportunity to win a medal at all is incredible. So for me, yeah, I'm trying to stay focused on each event that I want to race, but today was incredible. incredible.
She'll try to win the regular slalom later today. Elsewhere, the Wizards come back to beat the Knicks. College hoops, Duke beats Virginia Tech. WMAL News Time, 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship. Select wine, beer, premium spirits, and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers, too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540 or log on to WML.com/cruise.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.